Are you or someone you love constantly battling the ups and downs of type 2 diabetes? Does the thought of managing blood sugar levels feel like a never-ending struggle filled with more questions than answers? You're not alone. Today, let's dive deep into a solution that might just change the game for many facing this challenge. So stay tuned as we explore the ins and outs of Trulicity, a medication that's been a beacon of hope for countless individuals navigating the complexities of type 2 diabetes, including myself. And whether you're on the front line of this battle yourself or supporting someone who is, this conversation could be the turning point you've been searching for. Now, what exactly is Trulicity? Well, it's a medication prescribed for managing type 2 diabetes. It works by mimicking the GLP-1 hormone in our bodies to enhance insulin release, to reduce glucagon secretion, to slow gastric emptying, and it suppresses appetite. It's designed to be used alongside diet and exercise, and it offers a convenient once-weekly subcutaneous injection aimed at improving blood sugar control, potentially aiding in weight loss, and offering cardiovascular benefits. Trulicity is not insulin, though. Now, it's important for patients to discuss the potential benefits and risk of Trulicity with their healthcare provider, as well as any side effects they may experience. Common side effects include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and decreased appetite, but more serious side effects can occur, and we'll talk a little bit more about them later on. Trulicity is part of a comprehensive diabetes management plan that may also include other medications, lifestyle changes, and regular monitoring of blood sugar levels. Now, let's go into a bit more detail on how Trulicity works in the body. As we mentioned earlier, it works by mimicking the hormone GLP-1. But what exactly does it do? Well, let's talk about it. 1. Trulicity increases insulin secretion. GLP-1 receptor agonists, like Trulicity, stimulate the pancreas to release insulin when blood glucose levels are high. Insulin is the hormone that helps cells absorb glucose from the bloodstream, thereby lowering blood sugar levels. 2. Trulicity decreases glucagon secretion from the pancreas. Glucagon is a hormone that has the opposite effect of insulin by causing the liver to release stored glucose into the bloodstream. By reducing glucagon levels, Trulicity helps lower the amount of glucose being released into the blood. 3. Slows gastric emptying. Trulicity slows down the rate at which the stomach empties its contents into the small intestine. This slower gastric emptying helps decrease the rate at which glucose is absorbed into the bloodstream after eating, thus leading to a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels instead of those big spikes. And 4, appetite suppression. GLP-1 receptor agonists have been shown to reduce appetite and food intake, which can contribute to weight loss in some individuals. This effect is beneficial for people with type 2 diabetes, as weight loss can improve insulin sensitivity and overall blood sugar control. Now I want to talk about my journey with Trulicity. My insurance company would no longer cover other medications I was on for my type 2 diabetes. This was back in February of 2019, and thus my doctor recommended and put me on Trulicity. So I've been on it for over 5 years. My initial thought when my doctor said, hey, let's try Trulicity, I didn't want to take it because it was a shot. I thought it was insulin and I didn't want any part of it. I wanted to still try to do diet and exercise, although I was failing in controlling my type 2 diabetes. Now, for diabetics, we get our A1C level checked about every 6 months. That's pretty standard. And they want that level to be lower than 7. If you get lower than 5, some doctors will say you're no longer diabetic, but definitely the goal is 7 or lower. Well, back in February 2019, my levels were about 8, so I was a little bit above where I was supposed to be. And because my options were minimal at that point in time, Trulicity was what I had to try. This was after my doctor told me it's not insulin, it's not really a shot per se, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. When you get your prescription package of Trulicity, it's 4 doses in there, and this is 1 dose. And it's very easy to take. My research suggested giving myself a shot in the stomach area And it's set to alternate. So sometimes I'll do it on the right 1 week, and then the next week I'll do it on the left side. You don't want to do it on the same side every week. That's what my research suggested, and that's what I've been doing. So when I get ready to take it, I take it on Saturday mornings. I get an alcohol swab, and I swab the area on my stomach, you know, clean it with the alcohol. And while that's drying a little bit, I prep the shot. And all you have to do, this gray part comes off. I can pull it off. You know, I'm going to put it back on because I've already had my shot. It's not Saturday, so we'll put that back on. There we go. And then up here, do you see that red stop sign? Or not stop sign, but red lock? And this is a green open. You just twist it to the open part, and you put it where you've already swabbed, you know, on your stomach, and you push this green button. And there's a needle in here, and it'll push down, and it'll inject the Trulicity into your system. Again, you take it, or at least I do, I take it once a week. The stick or the shot, the injection, whatever you want to call it, is like, it feels to me like when you are giving blood and they give you that, stick that needle in you, or if you're getting a vaccination shot, that's what it feels like to me. It's not that bad. Sometimes the area where I inject it will bleed just a little bit, so I always have a bandage, you know, Band-Aid next to me in case I need to put it on. Sometimes it doesn't bleed at all. You just never know. And the pain doesn't last. You feel that little pinch, and then that's it. So no burning sensation, no long-term pain or anything like that. So don't be afraid to use it, basically, is what I'm saying. Side effects and how I manage them. Now, I gave a list of the common side effects a little earlier, and the two that I experienced from that common list was diarrhea and nausea. And I really only experienced that when I was eating the bad foods. You know, I'm a junk food junkie. You know, I go out to eat. Well, I used to go out and eat quite a bit, you know, fast food, burgers, you know, pizza. And I love my junk food, chips, chocolate, candy, whatever. And whenever I would eat a lot of that, that's when I would get nauseous and I would get loose stools. But if I would cut down on that and stop eating so much of that, then I was fine. Now, another one I would get that was on the list of common side effects was appetite suppression. I don't consider that a side effect because that was awesome for me. That helped me lose weight. So that was a good thing for me. Now, the other ones, there's some more serious side effects that you can experience. And I, so far, have not experienced any of these, thankfully. Pancreatitis, hypoglycemia, kidney problems, gastrointestinal disease, and allergic reactions, you know, breakout in a rash, hives, that sort of thing. I've not experienced any of those, thankfully. And when I experienced the loose bowels or the nausea, I'm not sure that it's so much that it was the Trulicity. It could have been the metformin. Because at the time, I was on 1,000 milligrams of metformin twice a day. I would take it in the morning with my first meal and the evening with my dinner. And metformin, that high dosage has always made me have upset stomach and loose bowel. So, again, I don't know if it was still the metformin that was doing that or if it was Trulicity. I kind of think it was the metformin. But, again, if I would eat better and leave the fast food alone and the junk food alone, I didn't have that problem. Now, let's talk more about that appetite suppression, because I'm not gonna lie, I love that fact. And I always felt full. I wasn't hungry. I didn't feel deprived. It's kind of like I had just eaten a full meal. That's kind of how I felt. I mean, I would go days and it was like, man, I need to eat something, but I'm not hungry. So I would just eat a sandwich, or I would eat one of those little Jell-O pudding cups or fruit cups, you know, Dole or Del Monte fruit cups. And that was all I wanted, and I was satisfied. That coupled with the fact that I started doing some exercise, so I highly recommend do some exercise. Find something that you like. Find something that's comfortable, that's not going to stress you out too much, especially starting out. For me, that was walking. I started walking about 15 minutes a day, and then every few days I would up, you know, now I would do 20, then I would do 25. And then I started thinking, I don't really want to concentrate on the time. I want to concentrate on how far I'm walking. So, and again, this was back in 2019. When I finally stopped walking, which was 21, so I did this over 2 years, I was walking 5 miles a day every day. I would get up in the morning, about 6 in the morning, and I would go walking. We had an elementary school in my neighborhood not too far, so I felt safe. There were always parents dropping off their kids, or kids were walking to school, people driving to and from work, so I felt safe in my neighborhood. That's why I walk so early. If it was bad weather, I would get on my treadmill. You know, I didn't walk in the rain, or sometimes, it's very few times, it was snow because I lived in Tennessee at the time. So bad weather, I walked on the treadmill. Good weather, I walked outside. And that also helped me because I'm getting vitamin D. I'm exposed to the sun when the sun came out during those early morning walks. Sometimes people feel fatigued when they're taking Trulicity. I did not. I felt the opposite. I felt more energy. And that's probably because I was walking, getting, you know, the exercise in, but I did. I felt more energetic. Now, when my doctor prescribed Trulicity for me, she also told me that, hey, I need you to lose a little weight, Buffy. I'm like, yeah, I know. At the time, I was about 185 pounds. This is February 2019. By the end of 2019, I was down to 139 pounds. So I lost almost 50 pounds in that year. I have an app that I used to weigh myself in. I weigh myself every morning. And I thought I could go back to February 2019, but I couldn't. As far back as I could go on the app was July 18th of 2019. And on that date, I weighed 155.7. Now, February, I was 185. By July 18th, 2019, I was 155.7. And by December 31st, 2019, I was 139 pounds. Again, I am a firm believer in Trulicity. I loved it. But you have to do what it says. You need to eat better. You need to exercise. And I'm not saying that if you take Trulicity, it's going to help you lose weight, but it might, because it's just like Mounjaro and Ozempic. And you know what's going on with that one with people today. Now, how has Trulicity affected my A1C? And I'm still on Trulicity. It's now March of 2024, so I've been on it a little over 5 years. My A1C has gone down. I'm now about between 6.2 and 6.4 when they test me. Now, I could get to under 5, but again, I love my junk food. I love my fast food. I don't eat as much of either one anymore, but I just can't give it up. It tastes so good. I will say this, for me, when my body, when I'm on any kind of medication for a long time, my body tends to get immune to it. And when I say that, the side effects don't hit me as much, or maybe not at all. For example, with metformin, it doesn't give me the nausea or the loose bowels anymore because I've been on it for so doggone long. I'm now down to 500 milligrams twice a day. And my doctor wants me to stop taking it and just take Trulicity. But I got to be honest with you, I'm a little scared to do it because I'm not eating right. If I would just give up the junk food and the fast food and eat right, I'd probably just be on Trulicity for diabetes. And I eventually probably would not be diabetic because I would be under 5 on the A1C. I just got to work on that. That's my goal, to get there. And Trulicity, as far as the appetite suppression, they did finally give away, I want to say about 23, just last year. Yeah, just last year. Because I started eating, again, still eating the junk food. I started eating Ruffles with some Frank's Hot Sauce on it. Oh, that stuff is so addictive. And I saw my weight started creeping up. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. Because back in 2019, when I started Trulicity, I was 185. I was wearing like a size 16 in women's clothes. I got down to where I could wear a size 6 or, you know, a small in women's clothes. So what I decided to do when I started this October 1st of 2023, I started doing full body workouts. First, I was just targeting one part of the body and I would change it up every other day because I work out every other day. But starting January 1st of this year, 2024, I said I'm going to do full body workouts with dumbbells, with weights. And I'm going to do it for 30 minutes, and I do it every other day. So that has helped me get my cravings under control, I think. Again, I feel energetic. I'm not hungry. I'm not deprived or anything. And that's helped me manage my weight. I weighed in today, and I was 141. So I'm 2 pounds over my lowest goal, or not goal, but lowest weight of 139. And that was 5 years ago. So I'm doing pretty well. Last year when I started creeping up, I think the highest I got was about 155, 160. And I was like, no, I can't. We got to stop this. And that's when I started, you know, watching what I eat initially. And then in October, I started working out. And again, this morning, I'm 141. So that's good for me. Now, the role of a support system while you're taking Trulicity or any medication for that. During my journey, my doctor kept a check on my A1C levels every 3 months because I would go see my doctor in Tennessee every 3 months. Now that I've moved back home, I go every 6 months because, you know, my doctor is happy with them. Of course, she wants me to get down to under 5, of course. But the fact that I've been under 7 since, gosh, it's been years now, my A1Cs, you know, she's happy with that. In fact, I was going to see an endocrinologist because that's the doctor that specializes in diabetes and all that. She's like, you can go to just your general practitioner now if you want to. You don't need to see a specialist. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. We'll see. And another thing that has really helped me is I use a continuous glucose monitoring system. I use Freestyle Libre 3. I started out with Freestyle Libre, the first one, then I went to 2, now I'm on 3. I love it. No finger sticks or pricks, so that stuff hurts after a while when you're checking your sugar. And I wear it on my left arm. You can't see because I got long sleeves on, but it's right here. It's real inconspicuous. You can't even see it. Every 2 weeks, it used to be the first one, it was every 10 days. Now it's every 2 weeks. So every 14 days, I clean the area with an alcohol swab and I apply the CGM, the continuous glucose monitor, and I scan it with the phone, with the app on the phone. And in an hour, it's ready and is active. And the beautiful thing about the Freestyle Libre 3 now, I don't have to scan it when I want to get what my blood sugar level is. I can just go to the app now and it tells me right there. It's constantly reading and constantly updating. So I love that thing. That's been a joy to use. Now, my reflections and advice for any of you out there just starting your Trulicity journey, or maybe you're thinking about asking your doctor about starting on Trulicity. My life has changed for the better over these last 5 years with using Trulicity. My diabetes is under control, and it would be even better if, again, if I would eat better. I've lost weight, and I wish I'd known about the weight loss possibility before I started it, because I knew nothing about it. But, you know, I also would have liked to know about the appetite suppression aspect, too, because that startled me at first. I was like, wow. It was so fast, too, because I've always taken it on a Saturday morning. And I would say by that following Monday after the first dose, that's when I really noticed. I'm like, I'm not hungry. I mean, I'm not one to eat breakfast anyway. But it really hit me because I have my dogs and I feed them about 5:30 in the morning, and then again at 3:30 in the evening or afternoon. And by 4 or 5 o'clock on that Monday, I was like, I haven't eaten anything today, and I'm not hungry. What is going on? That's when I started Googling Trulicity and reading the little brochures that come in the box of the doses. And that's when I was like, oh, appetite suppression. This is going to be awesome. And it also suggested, you know, doing some kind of exercise. And my sister told me, because years ago, she would walk on a canal in our hometown, and that's how she lost weight. So I said, okay, I'm going to walk. There's a school in our neighborhood. I walked to the school and back, and, you know, that's how I started doing it. And my highest weight, this was maybe, when did I weigh myself? Maybe, I don't know, 2001 or two. I was 223 pounds, because for years I didn't weigh myself. But that day I did, because I started Weight Watchers. So I went from 223 to 139. And again, this morning I'm 141. That's almost 100 pounds I've lost. Majority of it thanks to Trulicity. So again, it's changed my life for the better. So if you're thinking about using it or asking your doctor about using it, just be mindful of the possible side effects. And also be mindful that you need to watch what you eat. And definitely, again, find some form of exercise that you enjoy, like walking, and that you'll stick with. Because if you do that, and if you're lucky, because this doesn't happen to everyone, your results could be amazing. You could be doing a video or just telling your family and friends, I've lost all this weight because of Trulicity. I feel better overall because of Trulicity. And I hope all of that works out, including the big one, that your diabetes gets under control. So as far as shortages, I've only had one time when I called my pharmacy to get my Trulicity filled that I had to wait, and it was less than a week. And that was relatively recent. I think that was December of 2023 when that happened. Because, you know, everybody's trying to get on the Ozempic or Mounjaro. But I guess they don't like Trulicity for whatever reason, or they can't get it unless you're diabetic. I don't know. Now, one other thing that's changed is my insurance sent me a letter last year, and it went into effect January 1st of 2024. Every time I get it filled again, I'm going to have to get prior authorization. Talk to my pharmacist, and they said, well, we'll handle that with your doctor's office when you call in to, get it refilled. And I guess that's because, well, the letter from the insurance said, we want to make sure that your doctor's prescribing Trulicity according to what is supposed to be used for, which is type 2 diabetes. So I should be fine with that because I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I've been on Trulicity for years, and it's managed my diabetes. So I'm pretty sure my insurance company isn't going to want to stop paying for it, because then it's going to open myself up probably to more problems. So just be mindful that might happen. So my key messages and takeaways. Understand Trulicity. Understand it's a significant medication for managing type 2. It offers a convenient once-weekly injection that works by enhancing the body's natural insulin response, thus slowing gastric emptying and reducing appetite. The benefits of Trulicity. Beyond lowering blood sugar levels, it may contribute to weight loss and potentially offer cardiovascular benefits, making it a multifaceted tool in diabetes management. Personal experience highlights. I shared my journey with you. I emphasized the effectiveness of Trulicity. It improved my glycemic control. It has helped me lose weight. It has enhanced my overall quality of life. But don't forget, regular exercise and dietary adjustments played a crucial role in maximizing those benefits for me. Managing side effects. Now, we talked about the common side effects, and the ones that I had were nausea and reduced appetite. Love to reduce appetite, though, and loose bowels. How did I cope with that? I had to eat differently. I had to give up so much of the fast food and the junk food. You may experience different side effects. Talk to your treating healthcare provider on how you can manage those and overcome them if you experience any. I also talked about the importance of your support system. Work with your treating healthcare provider. Make sure you're getting all your tests and your lab work done when you need to get it done. And get your family and friends in on it too. My family, because I lived with my sister at the time when I started taking it, she was amazed at how quickly and easily that the weight just melted off of me, literally. And I was too. So it was nice to go through that with her and have her there supporting me. And again, I want to encourage you to consult with your treating healthcare provider. If you're navigating the challenges of type 2 diabetes and you're seeking effective management strategies, Trulicity might be a valuable addition to your treatment plan. However, it's imperative that you have a comprehensive discussion with your treating healthcare provider about Trulicity's potential benefits and risks tailored to your specific healthcare profile. Thank you so much for tuning in and exploring my impactful journey with Trulicity. Your health journey is unique, and sharing experiences can enlighten and inspire others facing similar challenges. And I hope sharing my journey has done that with some of you out there. If you've used Trulicity, or if you have questions about managing type 2 diabetes, I'd love to hear from you. Please share your experiences, questions, or insights in the comments below or on social media platforms. Your story, like I hope mine has, could be the beacon of hope for someone who needs to take the next step in their diabetes management journey. Until the next video or podcast, family, all the best to you and yours. Bye for now.